Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Finn Balor's long-awaited return from injury in 2017, Bobby Lashley's epic comeback in 2018, and Goldberg finally arriving in the world of sports entertainment in 2003 are just a few of the crowd-popping arrivals that have made the night after WrestleMania such a must-see event over the years. So the question is, which other debuting or returning stars will join the likes of those aforementioned names and create one more glorious post-WrestleMania moment in 2024. Well, I'm Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 9 WWE superstars who could debut or return on the night after WrestleMania 40. Number 9, Carmella. Dusting off her Princess of Staten Island gimmick that she'd used during the first couple of years of her NXT and WWE run, the effortlessly charismatic Carmella popped back up on WWE television for the first time in 7 months back in January 2023. Then, after qualifying and even competing in that year's Elimination Chamber, Carmella just suddenly disappeared again. Rather than unfortunately going down injured, however, this spell out of action was actually due to the fact that the former women's champion and Corey Graves were about to bring a child into the world. Hooray! The star would eventually give birth in November of last year, and did actually note a few months before her baby was born that she was looking to return to the ring at some point after she'd given birth. Bringing another living being into the world obviously takes a huge physical toll on a person's body, though. And Mella was quick to note late last year that she was still actually struggling to walk after such an intense experience. She even told a commenter on Instagram it's gonna take some time to properly heal. There's no rush, of course, and the most important thing is for Mella to feel physically and mentally ready before stepping back in between the ropes. But with all that said, there's at least a very small chance that we do see Carmella moonwalking her way back down that ramp on the Raw after WrestleMania 40. Number 8, Alexa Bliss. Another much-loved former women's champion who hasn't been seen on WWE TV for what feels like forever right now is the occasionally spooky Alexa Bliss. And just like Carmella, Little Miss Bliss has been very busy recently bringing a little child into the world. With the star and husband Ryan Cabrera welcoming their baby daughter into the world in November of last year. Again, like Carmella, it's still not really clear right now just how close Bliss is to a WWE comeback. Though she did note on Instagram back in January that she was working on it and would get there eventually, telling The Messenger last June that she'd probably start back at the gym about a month after childbirth and begin getting ready to see what her WWE in-ring return looks like from there. However, if things do all go well and Bliss feels ready to pop back up in the wacky world of wrestling on the Raw after WrestleMania, it's unlikely that she'll return as the corrupted version of her character that was so heavily connected to Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy in the wake of the former's tragic passing. But whether she opts to revert back to her old goddess persona or even try out a different gimmick, a Raw after WrestleMania return would no doubt be met with one hell of a pop after over a year away. And while on the subject of Alexa Bliss, I want to know right now, what is your favourite Alexa Bliss moment of all time? You let me know in the comment section down below. Number 7, Jordynne Grace. Joining Jade Cargill as a debuting performer who made one hell of an impact during the Women's Royal Rumble, Knockouts World Champion Jordynne Grace looked like the most unstoppable woman on the planet during that showing this year. And while it did initially seem like that pretty dominant performance was only going to be a one and done, Grace has since revealed that she would be very much open to representing TNA in WWE again going forward. So a WWE return on the Raw or even SmackDown after WrestleMania may not actually be outside outside of the realms of possibility. Maybe Grace could even go on to become the first ever star to defend a piece of TNA gold on WWE programming too. Putting that gold on the line against a sports entertainment talent on a post-WrestleMania show, before then running back a rematch on TNA programming, why not? Grace clearly enjoyed her experience of working with Papa H and the gang back in January, and hopefully this is simply the first of many, because who wouldn't want to see this absolute badass just tearing through the roster a few more times, eh?
Number 6, Leon Edwards.
With WWE and the UFC now operating under the same TKO banner, and even Michael Chandler popping up on Raw recently, it wouldn't really be that surprising to see more and more UFC faces showing up on WWE programming going forward. The MMA organization also boasts a current champion who has made no secret about his wish of one day potentially wrestling in a WWE ring. Said wrestler is none other than current UFC welterweight champion Leon Edwards. With the British Jamaican star telling Newsbeat just last year, "Get me on the top rope, I'll give it a go for sure." They are his actual words. Edwards has already shown up on WWE programming at 2022's Clash at the Castle PLE, and he's clearly a big fan. And while Dana White probably won't be in too much of a rush to risk one of his major champions getting injured in a WWE ring, it does still seem like only a matter of time before we see more UFC faces joining the likes of Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler, and more inside of a WWE squared circle.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5, Bobby Roode. After an unfortunately less than glorious stint on the main roster so far, former NXT champion Bobby Roode vanished from WWE programming in September 2022. It was actually later revealed that the star had undergone neck surgery, with his C5 and 6 fusion in November of that year being followed by a C4 and 5 cervical fusion in May of 2023. And on the back of such a serious injury and surgery, many were wondering when or even if we'd ever see Bobby Roode back in a WWE ring again. This past month, however, Roode finally offered an update. And he actually said that he is now fully clear to take a bump in the ring again. Woohoo! But even with that being the case, the former Beer Money man has also made it quite clear that his days of being a full-time performer are very much over. But one last appearance or match? Well, yeah, that probably could happen. So why not have that appearance go down on the night after WrestleMania XL? Can you imagine the sound of the typically passionate roar after WrestleMania crowd going absolutely nuts over Roode's glorious theme tune one more time for old time's sake? For me, it feels like too glorious an opportunity to squander, so make it happen, Trips. Number 4, Roxanne Perez. Despite still being just 22 years old, it does honestly feel like the terrific Roxanne Perez has done everything she can possibly do down in NXT. And after a number of strong displays opposite the main roster's finest in 2 Royal Rumbles and on the Tuesday Night Show a few times, it's only natural to assume that the former NXT Women's Champion will be the next developmental star to sign a Raw or SmackDown contract. And Perez's arrival on the Raw or SmackDown after WrestleMania XL would be another welcome injection of youth on the main roster. Hell, the easy to root for and undoubtedly gifted performer could even pull a Paige and remarkably conquer one of the top women holding a world championship strap on her first official night on the main roster. That'll be a hell of a moment. The young star simply has nothing left to gain from continuing on as an NXT superstar. And getting the Night After Mania debut treatment and pop would certainly help make this fan favourite star feel like the big deal and future megastar she undoubtedly has the potential to be. Number 3, Matt Cardona. Despite it seeming somewhat inevitable that the former Zack Ryder would once again become a WWE superstar at some point last year, Matt Cardona still has not returned to the world of sports entertainment. Yet. The Deathmatch King's own wife seems to think that it's only a matter of time before Cardona bursts back onto the WWE scene. And the star himself still refuses to close the door on a possible WWE comeback. However, if Cardona does make a sensational return on the night after WrestleMania XL, do not expect him to pop back up as Zack Ryder. It's probably not going to happen. The independent star has admitted that if it is up to him, he will not be returning as Ryder, he will very much be Matt Cardona again. And it's not really that hard to see why. In the wake of his release all the way back in 2020, a rejuvenated and reinvented Cardona has gone on to become the biggest star on the independent scene, successfully earning a ton of money and being the happiest he's ever been during his time outside of WWE. But WWE have actually been willing to give performers the names they want when they do return. I mean, just look at Shawn Spears recently. And Cardona has said that he would still happily take the call if WWE were interested in bringing back the former United States champion. It's also pretty safe to say that the Raw After WrestleMania crowd would give him one hell of a welcome back reception if Papa H does pick up the phone. Number 2, Braun Strowman. Right in the middle of an unexpectedly captivating run alongside Ricochet in the tag division, Braun Strowman suddenly went down injured and disappeared after WrestleMania 39. Said injury was eventually revealed to be a neck issue, with the Monster Among Men requiring a cervical fusion on his C4 and C5. But after spending much of 2023 resting and not pushing himself too hard in the wake of such a serious surgery, Strowman finally got the green light to begin properly weight training again towards the end of 2023. That being said, as of January, the big lad was still actually on WWE's no contact or bumps list. However, the former Universal Champion also added that he hoped to start easing back into the ring in the next month or two at that point. So while it would probably be wise to keep him from taking too many bumps on the Raw After Mania XL, Strowman showing up and dumping a few sorry fools on their asses on April 8th actually feels like a very real possibility. Fingers crossed Braun's comeback doesn't experience any late setbacks and the Strowman Express is back to running through the WWE roster after WrestleMania 40. Number 1, Big E. Some things are just more important than taking bumps for a living, folks. And in the wake of suffering a horrific broken neck in March 2022, fracturing his C1 and C6 vertebrae, the much-loved Big E has understandably taken his time when it comes to deciding what he's going to do next, whether he's going to return to a WWE ring or not. Big E has gone on record to explain how he narrowly escaped paralysis, a stroke, or even death during this whole injury ordeal. So it's not that hard to understand why the New Day man isn't currently in any rush to hop back into a WWE ring and risk doing any further damage. In a conversation on the Sarah O'Connell show earlier this year, though, the former WWE champion did stress that no door has been permanently closed or permanently opened or any of those things. It seems as though there's still a chance that Big E could join forces with his New Day pals again in the future and maybe even pop up on the Raw after WrestleMania XL. Watching Big E once again dance his way down to the ring after so damn long would unquestionably be a emotional and joyous experience one night on from WrestleMania. But even if he doesn't confirm a return to in-ring action, just seeing the eternally positive guy on WWE programming, and maybe even in a commentary role, would be enough to put smiles on people's faces. We love you, Big E, just get well soon, man, and look after yourself. And you know what, if you enjoyed this video, then why don't you go and tap on this other video right here where we actually talk to Big E because he's a legend, we love him, hit the video, go and watch him, he's a good guy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.